It's the Congressional Corner, and we're speaking with U.S. Senator Peter Welch. He's a Democrat from Vermont, and he took office earlier this year after serving in the House for many terms. Senator Welch, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, it's our first conversation since the vote on the debt ceiling package at the last minute to avert a default on the U.S.'s debt. What did you think of the agreement?
Well, what I thought mainly was that we averted a default, which would have been a catastrophe. You know, we've gotten into this brinksmanship over the debt ceiling, and it's been weaponized. And if we don't pay our bills in full and on time, it's catastrophic for Vermont families and for all New York families and for our economy. So I was relieved that we were successful in avoiding falling off the cliff. That would have been a disaster. So in that respect, I feel very good. I feel quite bad about the use of the debt ceiling as a negotiating tactic. And it's really kind of a hostage taking, and it's very dangerous. We've put it to rest for 2 years. But my view, we really should get rid of the debt ceiling. And it's important for all of us to understand something. The debt ceiling is not about authorizing new spending. You know, we have to address our overall deficit. But that's something that has to be done through a process that looks at everything from the military budget and domestic spending to revenues. But you can't accomplish that with a so-called default on the debt. In fact, had we defaulted, Moody's Analytics estimated it would probably add about $850 billion to the debt. So bottom line, I feel good, very good, that we avoided default. But I am very concerned about the continuing use of this as a tactic to try for a minority faction in Congress to get their way.
So let me go back to something you said a moment ago, which was getting rid of the debt ceiling altogether. That's an idea that Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has also been promoting. So you'd be on board with that?
Well, I would. And again, I want to emphasize there's a misunderstanding oftentimes about whether raising the debt ceiling is about authorizing new spending. It's not. That's something we have to decide in the ordinary budget process. So we could have a debate about how much to spend. And it could include spending more. It could include spending less. But if we default on our debt, then it's catastrophic. In fact, the last time we came this close, which was 2011, the United Standard & Poor's lowered the credit rating for the U.S. Treasury bonds. What that means in real terms is that taxpayers had to pay higher interest because we didn't have the same AAA credit rating because of the debt default crisis. So we're really playing with fire here and not even coming close to addressing the long-term structural issues, which I'm quite willing to do when it comes to trying to get that debt more in balance with the growth of our gross domestic product.
You said that you decided to vote yes on the package after careful consideration. Can you explain that a little bit? Was there a time when you would have voted no? Was there something in the package that you found very objectionable?
Well, my position from the beginning was that we have to pay all our bills in full and on time. We can't default. What was unknown to all of us was what the ultimate terms of the deal were going to be. So obviously, before I can commit in concrete about what my vote will be, I want to know what the bill is. And this negotiation was very unusual. It was really not involved. It didn't involve the Senate at all. Schumer and McConnell were not particularly involved. In the House, it was essentially Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden. Now, I think Biden did a good job, and I think Kevin McCarthy, quite frankly, did a good job as well. Partly and very significantly because he backed off what was the very, very radical bill that was passed by the House Republicans with a very small majority. But he really backed way, way away from that. And President Biden was able to preserve what I think are extremely important programs, the environmental programs, where he put $500 million into clean energy and created a dynamic that's already creating thousands of jobs in New York and in Vermont. So with the outcome of the negotiation, there were parts in there that were quite objectionable to me, cutting back on nutrition programs, There was some encroachment on environmental programs. That was objectionable to me, so I didn't like them. But I was very pleased, number one, that we avoided default, and number two, that the Biden accomplishments in the previous year were preserved.
The Republicans have made the point repeatedly during this process that spending by the U.S. is just out of control, and this was the mechanism that they had to rein that in to a certain degree. You said earlier in this conversation you're open to having that debate. Do you agree with them at all that, you know, despite President Biden's agenda and the funding that has been awarded toward it, overall the U.S. is spending too much?
There's areas we could cut spending. You know, there's a lot of the let me go back. There's a fair amount of hypocrisy here because the original bill that the Republicans passed increased spending for the military. Okay. It was going to maintain spending for veterans and for Medicare and Social Security. And that meant that there was going to be a 70% cut in spending on like nutrition programs, on education. Actually, veterans were going to get hammered. And what they were unwilling to do when it came to having a discussion about getting a right size budget was do anything with revenues. In fact, they took money away from the IRS enforcement capacity, which the Congressional Budget Office said would increase our deficit. So whether we're spending, the question of how much we're spending has to go program by program. There's a lot on the Republican side, and some of my Democratic colleagues that think $886 billion in the military is just not enough. Well, I think it's plenty. I mean, there's no way that we can squeeze some savings out of the military, where that is the only institution in the U.S. government that doesn't have to undergo an annual audit.
Well, to wrap up on this particular conversation, you did say, of course, that it will come back around in January of 2025. Are you worried that the Congress is heading down the same path that we've just been down? And that will be at a very sensitive time, perhaps. We know what happened in January of 2021. I'm not sure how the timing will work out, but presumably the new Congress will have to be taking this up. How does that all play out?
Well, as long as we have the debt ceiling and it's become the new normal to weaponize it, where you have a minority that are saying, unless you do what I want, we'll plunge the country into default. Yes, I do worry about it. It's why we really should eliminate the debt ceiling so that we don't have that artificial construct that hurts us. It doesn't help us. But before that, we have a budget process. So these discussions about how much we're spending, where we're spending it, how we're raising revenue, all those very, very important debates that we should be having, and I'm willing to engage in, we can have those during the coming year, during this year.
And why did you think the Senate was not a major player in these particular talks?
If you remember, Mitch McConnell said he wanted basically to have nothing to do with it. The House passed that bill that was a terrible, terrible bill, 70% cuts across the board outside of the military. And there was no way the Senate, including Republicans, was going to take that up. And what McConnell said is that this has to be worked out between the Speaker and the President. And that's more or less what happened. And in that negotiation, McCarthy backed way, way off from what the House passed bill was. And as I mentioned, Biden was successful in maintaining the heart of the programs that he had passed. So at the end of the day, the role of the Senate was to approve the negotiation, yes or no, that was the outcome of the discussions between Biden and McCarthy.
Vermont Senator Peter Welch is a Democrat. He took office this year after many years in the House. Senator Welch will return with our next conversation in the coming days. Thank you so much.
Thank you.